Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Hey, we're back. Michael Cohen, producer Desi Simmons. Thanks for joining us. Our feedback email address is capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. Well, Gary Glenn is the president of the American Family Association of Michigan and a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate seat, now held by Senator Debbie Stabenow. But before he can face her, he'll need to get past former Congressman Pete Hoekstra, who polls show has a decisive lead in the race among the Republican candidates. Although this week's heated debate among Republican candidates could change that, and Gary joins me now to talk about that. Welcome to the program, Gary.
Thank you, Michael. Always great to be with you.
How are you tonight?
Excellent. Kind of rainy out here.
It is indeed, but I guess that beats another major snowstorm, which we've luckily missed out on this year. Tuesday night, this two-hour debate, all but one of you were in attendance of the Republicans, and you went after Congressman Hoekstra, saying that he voted for the $850 billion Wall Street bailout and the raising of the debt ceiling to $11 trillion. And you said he's basically the same as Debbie Stabenow, but those were two emergency measures, were they not? And was not doing so, wouldn't that have had catastrophic consequences?
Well, he also voted for Obama's $192 billion stimulus spending package and for, you know, pork barrel boondoggles like the $223 million bridge to nowhere. You mentioned the $850 billion Wall Street bailout, raising the debt ceiling multiple times. Just the last time was to $11 trillion. The Brady Bill gun control law. He's been endorsed and funded in past campaigns by Jimmy Hoffa and the Teamsters, and has a record as a result of opposing right-to-work legislation at both the state and national level. So any number of issues which in front of an audience of 250 Tea Party activists, you know, exposed Congressman Hoekstra as being out of step with the values that are being promoted by the audience to whom he was speaking.
But seriously, would you not yourself have voted to raise the debt ceiling to avoid default?
No, I will not vote to raise the debt ceiling. We have enough deal makers and compromisers in Washington right now, and I think it's appropriate to remember what Albert Einstein said about the definition of insanity. That is to keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. And the question I ask Michigan voters is it rational if we keep sending the same people back to Washington of either party who have voted for the budgets and the debt ceiling increases and the bailouts that have got us in the mess we're in now? Is it rational to expect the fiscal insanity in Washington is going to end? I don't think it's rational. I think we need someone who is going to plant a flag based on principle and do whatever they can to save our country from the brink of financial ruin. And in my opinion, if Barack Obama and Debbie Stabenow were to be reelected, being turned into the United Socialist States of America, and we and our children might never get a free country back. I intend to provide that kind of alternative, and I'm going to tell the truth about Congressman Hoekstra's record and give him every opportunity to explain it, but it offers voters a clear choice.
Well, how about the cuts then? You know that's going to require major cuts to programs, could even be Medicare and Social Security. Where would you make the cuts to avoid raising the debt ceiling anymore?
Well, I don't think we're going to save our country by tinkering around the edges. And, for example, I graduated from high school in 1976. I'm 53 years old. You and your listeners can make your own judgment. I think I turned out okay. And somehow I made it through high school without a federal Department of Education. We've spent billions of dollars on that department. Test scores have only gone down. Public education has not improved. And it changed. It took the power of decision-making away from local school boards, in many cases, and the state government, and centralized it in Washington, where we have to send money to Washington so that bureaucrats who've never set foot in Michigan can dictate to local school boards and parents and principals how to educate our children. That responsibility ought to be returned to the state of Michigan, and the federal Department of Education should be shut down, not have his budget cut, but shut down and return policymaking power and decision-making power back to the people of Michigan, our state government, our local school boards. That's just one example. We've got 50 state environmental protection agencies. Why do we need 51? Again, bureaucrats in Washington who've never set foot in the Great Lakes dictating to us how to keep the water clean that our children have to drink. I think that our local agencies and our state government care as much as or more about children they may have actually met than people back in Washington do. And so that's what I mean. I'm not talking about a 1% or a 10% cut. We need to shut down federal agencies that are duplicative and out of touch and far removed from the people whose regulations they affect.
What about on the revenue side, though? What about the fact that corporations, some pay almost no taxes at all using loopholes? How far are you willing to go to address that?
Pretty far. I would eliminate corporate income taxes completely. Let me give you an example. There's an estimated $1.2 trillion sitting in Cayman Islands and Swiss bank accounts that American corporations have made in other countries that they won't bring back on shore to create American jobs and invest in new factories in this country because they got to write a 35% federal income tax to the federal government as soon as they hit the beach. That's more than twice the international average, over three times what it is in Ireland, which has become a magnet for corporate relocation and job creation. Ideally, in my opinion, we should eliminate the payroll tax, the personal federal income tax, the corporate income tax, the inheritance tax, the capital gains tax, and with whatever spending is required after we cut and shut down unnecessary departments of government, replace as the source of revenue a fair tax, which your listeners can look up at fairtax.org, which would be collected at the point of purchase, just like the state sales tax. And one of the most, some of the most attractive things about that would mean the black market would suddenly become taxpayers. Every pimp and drug dealer would be paying taxes. Every foreign tourist, every illegal alien would become an American taxpayer. And because we would not need a federal tax collection agency, we could shut down the most hated and feared agency of the federal government, the Internal Revenue Service.
Well,
it doesn't have to be that black cloud that hangs over the heads of every American. Am I going to get audited? Did I screw up? Am I going to be guilty till I'm proven innocent? That doesn't have to be part of the American experience for our kids and their kids.
Okay, that sounds like some very bold initiatives, but only 30 seconds left, unfortunately. I want to ask you this. I'm assuming you want Obama out of office. If you're going to have a Republican president to work with, would you prefer President Gingrich or President Romney?
Well, I'm going to guess that I have people supporting my campaign who are in all four remaining camps. And so I'm not picking a favorite. I just know we've got to get rid of Barack Obama, because I think if he has an opportunity to finish implementing his agenda, he will turn our country into the United Socialist States of America. When he promised change, he meant it. But I don't think Americans are getting the kind of change that they thought he was going to provide. I think he's going to lose, and my vote will certainly be for whichever Republican is running against him.
Gary Glenn, president of the American Family Association of Michigan and Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate seat. Gary, we'll have you on again. Thanks for joining me.